Chapter 10. Safe in Notre Dame. According to the law, any person who came into a church and asked for sanctuary could not be refused. The guards and judges had no power over them. As Quasimodo carried Esmeralda and Jali through the big door into Notre Dame, the crowd applauded and also shouted, "Sanctuary! Sanctuary!" They admired Quasimodo's courage at this moment. Many of them had often seen Esmeralda dancing and singing in the Place de Grève and felt sorry for her. For now, the gypsy girl was safe. Quasimodo ran deep into the cathedral with Esmeralda and Jali still in his arms. He felt wonderful, strong and courageous. He had saved the girl who had been kind to him and had given him water after he had been beaten. Nobody else had helped him then. As he ran, he cried again in a loud voice which he himself could not hear.
"Sanctuary! Sanctuary!"
Esmeralda didn't really know what had happened. She had closed her eyes and only opened them when Quasimodo carried her into the cathedral. He put her down in a small room where he knew she would be comfortable, and he brought his own mattress so that she could lie down. Then he brought food and even clothes, which someone had left in front of the cathedral.
"Why did you save me?"
Esmeralda asked Quasimodo in a desperate voice. She looked at Quasimodo's ugly face and deformed body and felt only fear. The hunchback, naturally, could not hear what she said. He saw the fear in her face, and he lowered his head sadly. Then he said,
"I know that I frighten you because I'm so ugly. I saved you because you helped me. I don't want you to die. You don't have to look at me at all. Just listen to what I say. You must stay in this room during the day. At night, you can walk around the cathedral because nobody else will be here. But you must never leave the cathedral. You will only be safe as long as you stay in Notre Dame. They hope to catch you and kill you. And if that happens, I will also die from sadness."
Esmeralda was very moved by Quasimodo's gentle words, but before she could answer him, he left the cathedral. For many days, the hunchback brought Esmeralda food and drink, but he didn't bother her or try to speak to her again. During the day, the girl played with Jali. At night, she walked around the high gallery which surrounded Notre Dame. From there, she could see the beautiful city of Paris, and her heart was happier. Gradually, she became used to Quasimodo's appearance and felt gratitude towards him. One day, Quasimodo brought her a little whistle.
"Take this, Esmeralda," he said. "If you ever need me quickly, blow it. I can hear this sound, even though I can't hear words."
Esmeralda was much calmer now, but she still thought about Phoebus all the time.
"I love him so much," she thought to herself, "and I know he loves me too. He told me that when we were together in the tavern. Oh, when will I see him again?"
Then one day, Esmeralda was looking out of a window, and she saw Phoebus as he walked across the square. Sadness overcame her, and she couldn't stop her tears.
"Oh, Phoebus, come to me, come to me," she cried.
Quasimodo was standing not far from her, although she didn't know it, and he saw everything. He understood at that moment that Esmeralda would never look at him with that kind of love. But he felt compassion, and he wanted to help her.
"Do you want me to bring that soldier to you?" he asked her.
"Oh, yes. Please, run and bring him here. That will make me happy," Esmeralda exclaimed.
Quasimodo understood her gestures,
and he immediately left the cathedral to find Phoebus. He saw Phoebus enter a beautiful house in the square, and he waited there all day for the captain to come out. Esmeralda stood on the roof of Notre Dame, patiently waiting for him hour after hour. But when night came, the hunchback was still waiting. Finally, when it was very dark, he saw Phoebus on the balcony of the house. He was holding a young woman and kissing her. Quasimodo was shocked.
"I'm happy that Esmeralda can't see this, because it's too dark," Quasimodo said to himself. "Phoebus has forgotten her and loves another woman. I can't tell her what I saw because it would break her heart. If I were handsome like Phoebus, then Esmeralda would love me. But that will never happen, and I will always be miserable because I love her so much."
Quasimodo returned to Notre Dame with bitterness in his heart. When Esmeralda asked him about Phoebus, he didn't answer her. From that day, the gypsy was angry with him.
"I asked you to bring Phoebus to me, and you didn't do that," Esmeralda said bitterly. "I don't want to see you anymore."
Quasimodo understood her feelings, and he left her alone. But he guarded her all the time, even when she was asleep in her room. She felt safe because she knew he was always there. And where was Claude? He hadn't come to his room in Notre Dame for a long time. Quasimodo didn't know where he was, and he hadn't told Esmeralda that Claude lived in the cathedral either. Claude had left Notre Dame immediately after Esmeralda refused his offer to save her. He didn't know that Quasimodo had rescued her at the last minute before the guards could take her to be hanged. Claude was certain that the gypsy girl was dead, and that thought made him crazy. He had taken off his priest's clothing and had wandered all around the city, filled with terrible thoughts about Esmeralda's death and his part in it.